Good evening, this is KD2AID, next control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Lambs Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. As soon as it is formal net, check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Lounge Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center at 106 Scholar Street. Everybody is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done, so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PSM, good evening, Jeff.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's three. We'll start at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's up?
Happy Easter to you.
What's going on, George?
Well, good evening to all aboard and a happy Easter to everyone. At a temperature of 51 degrees here on the mountainside, temperature range was quite wide today, 28 to 68. That's kind of warm there. Shirt sleeve weather there this afternoon. Had to keep the fire very low and windows open on the porch. Just closed everything now. It's still 80 degrees in here. So that's what happened here. I had a very quiet Easter at church and all. I acquired from eBay three more of those General Electric custom MVPs, the only single channel, and got the crystals ordered for one there for 147.255, and then I can go on the rooster roster from up in time. That's the catch of them up in time. And I tell you, KC2NBU, finally we found on the internet what the real source of all that stalling out and everything else was, and it was the EGR valve. Changed the EGR valve and everything was working fine since. So, just a little information and all for you if you ever happen to come across something like that again. Basically, it's the same problem that happened back in 1980 and 81 with the Chevy Citations. It was stalling out of turns and all for no reason, and apparently most garages didn't know it, but some backyard guys knew about it, and they bought themselves some Chevy Citations cheap, put the EGR valves in them and ran those cars for like 10, 15 years thereafter. So anyway, that's about it here from the mountainside. We'll say God bless in 73 and 2PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, I'm glad you had a good Easter there. And, it was a beautiful day, no doubt about it. All right, George, well, thanks for checking in, and good luck, and we'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening, what's up?
KA2AIT, good evening, Jim. This is KA2VLA. So we had a nice day. Very nice. Went to church this morning, May 15th. Not that worth we had a difference, but we were out to our daughter and son-in-law up in Jackson Hill where family was all in for dinner today. And tonight I come back, sit in the chair
Okay, Clint, I wanted to let you know that I went up there to camp on Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. And they parked up on the road and walked down in, and I could have drove in. It was really, there was no snow on the road. Hey, there was a little patch here and there, but you would never have four wheels on the snow at once if you drove in. It was, but it was still draining out. I see somebody must have been in there cutting some puddles. I think, probably Mark or somebody was in there at one point. I cut a bunch of them there, so that road's probably pretty dry right about now. I was surprised how much of that snow was gone. So, anyway, camp looked good, and I walked around and looked at everything down there, and it all looked good. So, all right, Clint, you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
Oh, we got 51 degrees up on the hill here also. And just a comment to George, the more modern cars, they actually have a code for the EGR, which helps troubleshoot it. Of course, now this modern car's got hundreds of codes, not just a few like the old ones did. Beautiful day today, beautiful Easter. Spent it with family and had apple and cherry pie and everything was good.
Okay, Ray. Good. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good Easter there, and sounds like everybody did. Boy, it was hard not to have a good one. So nice outside. Whenever you see all the pictures of people there on Facebook, and everybody's outside getting their picture taken during the Easter, so that always means it's usually a good one. All right, Ray. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
KA2NZ.
KA2NZ, Jack, good evening. Happy Easter. What's up?
No, I have to agree with everybody else. It was a beautiful day. And then our daughter was here for dinner and had a good time. Enjoyable, always chatty and so on and so forth. And let's see, we got 54.3 degrees at the moment. And I guess that's about it from down this way. Nice sunny day. KA2NZ, 73s.
All right, Jack, well, I'm glad you had a good one there today, too, and it was definitely a nice day for it. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in. Your signal sounds great, by the way. All right, this is KD2AIT, looking for checking. Well, for my part, I did probably what pretty much everybody else did. We went and met up with the families and had Easter, and good time. So, good to see everybody. Really not much else to report from that. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular MGUs. I'd like to thank George, Clint, Ray, and Jack for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Currently on the 145-17 stations for Octane, come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hi Ray, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octane?
This is NGWBX, good evening, happy Easter. No traffic.
N2WBX, thank you for checking in. Happy Easter to you as well. Any other stations for Octane? call for Octane 4 stations with or without traffic.
This is KJ2Q with no traffic. Hope you had a happy Easter, Mark. Over.
KJ2Q, John, thank you for checking in. And I sure did. I went with to my brother's for dinner. I had a happy Easter, but it wasn't a good start to the weekend, but we're getting it taken care of. I gotta replace my washing machine, so I'll have that Tuesday. But we got you. Thanks for checking in, and good to hear you, John.
Too bad about your washing machine. It could be worse. It could be the dryer, too, over.
I hope not. That's 2.5 years old. That'll be probably next. I hope not.
Okay, Mike. 73, KJ2Q.
Well, 73, John. Take care. Always good to hear you. Okay, are there any other stations for Octane? And thanks for coming in. Final call for Octane. Okay, nothing else there. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 73 to all and hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is correct.